views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. Today's message entitled, Get Rid of It. Oh, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be good. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone and give somebody a call? Please tell them the radio show's on. It's going to start after I make a few announcements here in just about a minute or so. I would appreciate it. It's Monday morning. We're going to start this week off right. It's time for your spiritual fix. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for over two decades. If you are in a situation where you need counseling and you cannot afford it, you can now obtain those services for free if you are a born-again Christian. Only services available, free counseling at the House of Healing, 602-636-5800. Please give me a call for free counseling services. I'll put you on the schedule. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. Our seminar, if you missed it just a couple of weeks ago, was a booming success at the Ramada Inn on spirits, demons, and the spirit world. Lots of interest. A lot of people showed up. It was fantastic. I'm doing an encore presentation of that seminar, if you missed it, this month on November 29th. This month on November 29th at the House of Healing. Go to the website, hardcorechristianity.com, and please call in and sign up. There's limited seating, so you'll need to reserve yourself a seat. This is FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can catch this program all over the world right now. If you're at a computer at home, you can click to the Family Values Radio website, and you're there. Hit the click to listen button. It's ready to go now. May God richly bless you. You got to get rid of it. It's going to kill you. It's going to destroy you. It's the worst thing there is. And it's the worst sin of all. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 says, how thou art fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning. Hillel ben Shikar is the Hebrew phrase, which means, of course, the bright star and the son of the dawning morn is what that means in Hebrew. It says here, Lucifer, you have been cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend, above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The Hebrew phrase there is Elyon, which means the Most High God. Oh my gosh, Lucifer, the monster, had it all. The most gorgeous, spectacular creation in the history of the universe. The Holy Spirit put all of his creative skills into Lucifer, and he lost it all. Lucifer, the monster, lost everything he had. Everything gone. His future, the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Why? He was arrogant. He had pride. King David stood on his balcony one day, looked across the way, and saw a certified knockout, a woman with a body that would have blown your mind. This woman was gorgeous. Bathsheba, King David's lust flared. The unclean spirits began to enter his body. He became uncontrolled with sexual lust. He took her. He murdered her husband. He tried to cover it up. He got her pregnant. King David's pride told him, go ahead and do it. It's no problem. You're the king, right? That's what Lucifer told himself. I'm the king. Job 41 says, verse 34 says that Lucifer is the king of the children of pride. Arrogance and pride will drive you to do things you would never do under normal circumstances. Judas the betrayer, the most sinful human being that ever lived, Judas. Pride ran away with him. He said, well, what I'll do is I'll just set the Lord up. I'll collect the 30 pieces of silver. I'll pocket that for myself. And then the Lord, as usual, will get out of this mess and he'll just be gone. I'll just manipulate the system. And everything came crashing down on him. He hung himself. He's burning in the lake of fire. Judas was a powerful apostle of Christ, saving and healing the sick and casting out demons. He spent 3 or 4 years with Jesus and ended up burning in hell, committing suicide. Why? Pride and arrogance will force you to do things and push you to do things you would never normally do. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, fascinating scripture there. Have you seen that one? Paul is writing a letter to Timothy, and he's telling him that, listen, I want you to use a certain amount of discretion when you put a bishop in place in a church. Verse 6, he says, I don't want anybody put in there who's a novice unless he be lifted up with pride. Tefuo is the Greek word there for pride. It means to be puffed up with arrogance. Someone who thinks they're something when they're actually not. As Paul says, I don't want him to fall into the condemnation of the devil. And you know, Christians can fall into the condemnation of the devil. What does that Greek word mean there? Krema. It means judgment. Christians are judged by Satan all the time. You know why? Because they open the door to sin and they deliberately, willfully, and knowingly sin, which allows the devil to judge them with pain, suffering, mental, emotional illnesses, poverty and financial bondages, broken family, and a host of other sins the devil will judge you with, because the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. If you deliberately and willfully sin, you're going to get judged by the devil. Paul didn't want that to happen. He said, I don't put somebody in there who's a novice. Verse 7, Paul says, in addition to this, moreover, he must have a good report of people who don't go to church. The people that are not in church, he cannot have a wicked reputation. Why? He explains it. Lest he fall into the reproach of Satan. Onedismos is the Greek word. It means verbal abuse and defamation. If you fall into sin, Satan will verbally abuse you and defame your good name. You don't believe me? Ask Jimmy Swaggart, Jim Baker, Robert Layden, Paul Kane, and Todd Bentley. And he says in verse 7, I don't want him to fall into the snare of the devil. Pagase is the snare. You know what that means? Death trap. A born-again Christian can pick up demons and be infected with them in their body, and they're in the snare and reproach and condemnation and judgment of Satan. Why? Pride. See, pride will push you to do things that you would not do under normal circumstances. You will play the fool. Paul warns against pride to the Ephesians. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Lest any man should boast. The Greek word there, kokeomai, means to glory over something that you think you've done when you really haven't. Oh my gosh, arrogance is a killer. It cost David his kingdom. It cost Lucifer his kingdom. It cost Judas his life. Look what happened to Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker. Look what happened to Robert Layden and Paul Kane and Todd Bentley. Pride will tell you you can get away with it. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you're the man. Oh, baby, you're good. You're not going to get caught. Pride. Pride does it. Pride told you to have an affair at the office. Yeah. Pride told you to have sex on the desk after hours. Nobody saw you. Pride told you to do it. You can get away with it. Oh, dear friend, listen to me. Don't do it, not even once. Don't do it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Vainglory. What an interesting phrase that is. Kenodoxia means empty, useless glorying. He says, but in lowliness of mind, that means meekness, let each esteem the other better than themselves. That's exactly the opposite of church people, isn't it? Have you ever worked with a bunch of ministers? Wow, it's awful, isn't it? Ministers are extremely proud, arrogant people. They're terrible. It really hurts. They're always wanting to one-up somebody else, or they're always asking them, what are your church benefits? What does your congregation give you? And then they compare notes on benefits. It's embarrassing. Again, it's vainglory. It's nothingness, arrogance, pride. Pride is going to get you and your family destroyed. You're going down, sweetheart. You spend an hour every morning fixing your face before you go to work. Again, vainglory, pride. No. Don't do it, not even once. James chapter 4 says, God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Oh, my goodness. Proud there means resisting the proud. In Greek, it means God resists arrogant men. Pride is the worst of all sins. It cost Lucifer his kingdom. It cost Adam his kingdom. What did Adam do? Stood right there and watched his wife eat that apple. What should he have done? Grabbed that serpent by the throat, drug him out to the edge of the Garden of Eden, and tossed him a mile away. He didn't do it. The imbecile stood right there and watched her eat it. Then he took a bite too. Well, I can do this, no problem. See, pride will tell you to do things you shouldn't be doing. And the demons speak to you and they say, you can get away with it. No problemo. You've got to be kidding, friend. 636-5800. If you've been infected with evil spirits and they're pushing you to do evil that you think you can get away with and you keep getting caught, you need to be healed and delivered. Please call for a free counseling appointment today. The Lord wants to heal you and give you a humble servant's heart so the Holy Spirit can move through you to heal and deliver others. God wants to touch you. He wants to help you, and He will if you will surrender today. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. My ride's on the roof, 636-5800, area code 602. See you tomorrow, Tuesday. See you next time.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.